Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoop Talk, Billy D here. Boy, how's everybody doing? Beautiful Tuesday morning. Today we're going to talk to Brendan Rooney. He's the head coach at Menlo. They're in the GSAC. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Just quick review. Last night there was just a few games of note. One of note, St. Thomas, Patrick Crary's team, they dropped another heartbreak, 68-65 against Barry. They're kind of a neighbor to St. Thomas down there. That's a NC2A Division II school. That was a real heartbreak for Coach Crary's team. Cumberland, they beat Oakwood 95-84. A couple other notable games. Faulkner defeated Thomas 84-75. And this one is just a little bit of a surprise. Avila, they went to Ottawa, and they defeated Ottawa 74-72. That was a big win for Avila. Culver Stockton defeated Iowa Wesleyan. Oh, here's a big one. Oklahoma Wesleyan just pounded Bethany. Oklahoma Wesleyan looks very, very good. And another upset last evening. McPherson upset Bethel of Kansas. That was a big upset as well. A few notable games to keep your eye on tonight. Marion will be home against Bethel. Indiana Wesleyan will be home against Goshen, and Loyola will be at home against Dillard. Those are some games to check tonight. So today we have Brendan Rooney. He's the head coach at Menlo. He was at Cal Maritime for several years. He moved over to Menlo just prior to the COVID year, so this is really his first season coaching there. It's a very good team. They're 8-1. They just lost to Eastern Oregon, who's also a very good team. It does not discount how good Menlo is. The GSAC is, I believe, we'll see when the season starts, but they appear to be tougher and more skilled top to bottom. They've always been pretty good at the top, but they appear to be better all the way through the conference than in past years. So they're going to have quite the gauntlet as they work through the GSAC there. They play Hope International on December 2nd, San Diego Christian on December 4th, and then William Jessup on the 11th. So the next three games for Menlo will be pretty telling as they get into that GSAC. But we'll have Brendan Rooney in just one moment. He's a really good guy, and if you get a chance to watch the Menlo Oaks, I would definitely take that opportunity. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, pleased to be joined by Brendan Rooney today. He's the head basketball coach at Menlo College. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Billy D, appreciate you having me. Love what you do for NAIA basketball, and really appreciate you taking the time.
So you and I met when you were at Cal State Maritime. This is your second official year at Menlo, if I'm not mistaken, but the first year you've actually been able to play. How do you like it there?
I love it. I love it. It's an awesome, area as far as Atherton. It's, actually the most expensive zip code in the entire country. And then the support we have from administration, athletic director, president, professors is great. So it's awesome to be at a place that pushes both academics and athletics the way they do. I'm excited to be on board and finally competing.
So you're 8-1 now. You and I were just talking a moment ago. You've been not only beating people, but beating people pretty good. You know, you're doing it with rebounding and defense. So something most people probably don't know is you out-rebound teams by 11 rebounds a game, and you're holding teams to 37% shooting and 23% from three. So, talk about a little bit about your philosophy, what you're trying to achieve, how you're doing that, and then what it is about your team that you're able to out-rebound as much and hold teams so low in shooting percentage.
Yeah, we talk about with our team a ton about the controllables. And I think for us, and it's very cliche, but you know, sometimes the shot isn't going in, but you can always pack your defense, you always pack your toughness, and you can pack your rebounding. So I feel like we bring that every day. Then we give ourselves a chance to win, even when we're not shooting, you know, what we're capable of. And early, you know, in the year, we were not shooting great from three and starting to find our groove a little bit. So we feel like when we combine the two, then we give ourselves to compete at the highest level of anyone in the country. So, you know, our guys, I think, leading up to the year, thought we did quite a bit of defense. And it's nice to, at least in the early go, to see that it proved dividends a little bit.
So, Brendan, obviously, you know, practicing up through September, you probably had a hint that you had something special. When did you really start to believe that this team was very good?
Yeah, I knew we had great leadership, and I knew we had great depth. You know, I think for us, not playing, and for me, never have coached anyone on the team before, everyone had to be in a different role than they had previously been in at Menlo. So some guys have been in the program and contributed, but they needed to be in a much bigger role, and some guys had never been here. So I think I knew we had a togetherness and a toughness that was present early on, but I think, you know, once we got into playing OIT and Bushnell with two programs, as well as Warren Pacific, three Cascade programs that we have a ton of respect for and a ton of respect for the conference, and when we were able to compete at that level, you know, I felt like, you know, any given night we could play with anyone in the country. And the best part about our group is, you know, I feel like they're good basketball players, but they're phenomenal human beings. And so they're great guys that you want to go to battle with, and they're guys you want to hang out with after with, and you guys you want to communicate with long after their eligibility. So I think that's what makes it a truly special group.
You know, let's talk about a few of those guys you just mentioned. Corey Leopepe, he's shooting 60. He's from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. He's shooting 64% from the field. 14 points, 5.5 rebounds. Talk a little bit about him.
Corey is an absolute stud. Not only getting it done on the floor, is a 3.9 GPA and an awesome young man. Absolutely battles. Is a guy that, you know, his first 2 years, you know, he would score sporadically, you know, 8 points, 8.8 points, I think, his sophomore year. And we needed him to make a big jump. And he and I talked about making a big jump. And he stayed over the summer and got a job and worked and worked out every morning, and you can see all of that come to fruition. He is as tough as it comes when he gets in there. You know, if he gets the ball within 6 to 8 feet, that thing is going in. Shoots the mid-range extremely well, and it starts to extend his game to the three. So not only big-time offensively, but he leads us in charges taken. He'll meet anyone at the rim. He's not one of those guys that's worried about being on, you know, a highlight of someone else's. He wants to do whatever it takes for the team to win, and that's been huge to have that kind of be one of the backbones of our defense and of our toughness.
You know, another guy who's really filling it up is a guy from Folsom, Parker Haven. He's shooting over 50% as well, 55%, and 40% from three, 10 points and 7 rebounds. He's doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Parker's been an absolute junkyard dog. So he's a guy that didn't have a big role his first year. Was kind of a backup, about 12, 13 minutes a game, and decided to come back for his fifth year to be a senior. It's only his fourth year playing basketball. So he did not play basketball at all in high school, and took a few years off of after high school and was working out, and you know, kind of found basketball and found his passion for it. And he plays exactly that. He plays passionately. One of the good things about him not having played basketball before, he's a guy who kind of sees ball and goes and gets ball. And he does that at a high end on the board, and has really developed the skill set where he can be a true three-level scorer for us.
You know, Brendan, you got a couple of guards that are getting it done for you. Senior Najai LeBlanc, he's out of Redwood City, and then also Khalid Price out of Phoenix. Can you just talk about those guards?
Absolutely. Najai is – I coached against Najai for 3 years, and I never looked forward to it one time. So being able to have him on our side is really good. He's the best way I can describe him was described by one of his teammates is he wants to take the big shot, and he's not a guy that wants to take the shot so he can get the stat. He wants to take the shot because he wants to help the team win. And he is shifty, he's physical, competes at a very high level. He's a guy that, you know, we need to be at an All-American level for us to reach our potential. We'll be 1,000 points scorer here in hopefully the next couple weeks. It really left a legacy here at Menlo in a four-year career. And then Khalid Price, elite-level competitor. He instills confidence in his guys. He feeds them, maybe the smallest of the five, but he's going to have the biggest voice and does a great job with that. And then, you know, our last starter, Harrison Bonner, the best on-ball defender I've ever coached. 6'4", 6'5", can guard 1-4. Did a really good job, you know, against Bushnell, Stevie Schlabach, who I think is a phenomenal player, held him to 2 points. So a really deep group with those five and then what we have coming off the bench as well.
So I didn't realize he held Stevie Schlabach to 2 points. That's a feat in itself right there.
Yeah, and Stevie's a heck of a player, and Harrison was, having to hang out with him all day, and, you know, he watched a ton of film on him and did a really good job just trying to, you know, stay down and keep him from getting to his spot, because Stevie has as gifted a scorer as there is in the country.
Yeah, he's the all-time leading scorer at 6A Tigard High School in the Portland suburban area. So, yeah, he can score.
I believe it. I remember seeing him play in AAU. I told him during the game, I said, saw you score in AAU, saw you score your first 2 years. It's, it's one of the guarantees. He has the ball. He's going to find some way to put that thing in the basket.
So, Brendan, I want to ask you about heading into GSAC play. But before we do that, I mean, you were 8-0. You just fell to Eastern. What surprised me about, everybody's, basketball is basketball. But what surprised me about the loss to Eastern is they kind of beat you at your own game. They out-rebounded you, which shocked everybody I talked to. You know, can you talk a little bit about that game, maybe what you learned from it?
For sure. I think, we didn't have our leading rebounder in the game in Parker Haven.
Okay.
So I think there was a little bit of an adjustment of that. But you got to give Eastern credit. You know, they compete their tail off. They're well coached. They play within their system. You know, I thought they were the tougher team, and that's, something we got to look in the mirror. You know, we told our guys, we were very good when we played at Vanguard. We defended and competed and the whole thing. And I think we were a little bit fat on our own turkey dinner, and let them kind of do what they wanted, and they took full advantage of it. So, something that we have to learn from, and with the juggernaut that is the GSAC, hopefully we use that as a lesson to learn from, and not have to feel that same experience come the league. But the conference is really, really good. You know, you look at some of the rating systems and the Massey, and, you have 5-6 teams in the top 25, top 30. So it's a big time game every night. So we got to make sure that we're prepared and still packing our rebounding, packing our toughness, and packing our defense.
You know, one quick note on Eastern, I think most people know that, they lost McCullough, which was just dreadful. He's a great guy, and he,
for sure.
But he's their leading scorer, and they're coming out, and they're, as you said, they're just playing with so much heart. I mean, I really admire what they're doing right now.
No, they're doing a great job. I mean, you know, they came and they had a brutal week as far as competition level. You know, almost beat C of I at C of I.
Yep.
Come to Northern California and get 2 wins. Extremely commendable, and you know, they went and grabbed that thing, and that's something that, you know, we have to learn from. And, you know, we talked about with our guys, it's always better to learn from a win. But sometimes you have to learn from a loss and look yourself in the mirror and take the step forward that we need to as a program.
So, as you said, you're heading into GSAC. It's going to be really tough. You're starting out at home. You've got Hope, San Diego Christian, and then William Jessup. You know, just talk a little bit about what is it going to take to get that good home start. What are you guys going to have to do?
Yeah, I think we got to get back to our roots of defending. Hope's really good. So Hope is 2-0 in conference so far, and we are 2-0 in conference so far. I think our guys know how tough that game is going to be. But regardless of record, you know, anyone can beat anyone in the conference. You look any night, you got to bring it, because there are very talented individuals and very together teams. So I think we have to make sure that, you know, we are worried about just us. You know, it's kind of been the mantra we have regardless of who we're playing. If we feel like if we worry about us and what we can't control, then we put ourselves in a situation to succeed and come out on the right side of the scoreboard.
You know, Brendan, I can't help it. I look ahead on your schedule a little bit. I see on New Year's Eve you're playing a team that I know you have a long history with, that team out of Merced. What a New Year's night.
Yeah, it's, you know,
that's always a battle, isn't it?
It is always a battle. Whoever did the scheduling, I got to talk to in the mirror myself with Fort Cascades, and then a New Year's Eve battle with with Coach Pham and the Bobcats, especially they get their big man, their starting five man back at semester. So that'll be his first game. So I told Coach Pham we were going to move it up earlier as a joke, but it'll be a battle, and they're well coached and they execute, and they'll get healthy here soon and be a force to be reckoned with in the Cal Pack.
Well, Coach Rooney, I'm going to tell you, it's a great start for Menlo. I know that as a coach, you look at that Eastern game and that slip up, and it's quite irritating as a coach, but from a fan looking back and looking at the wide view, you guys are really in a good spot. You're playing, as you said, I think that the trademark of your team at this point is just toughness. And if you continue that, you're going to win a lot of basketball games.
I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate your time and the spotlight that you give NAIA basketball. And we hope that we can kind of get back to our toughness ways and see if we can string a few together here, starting with a big game on Thursday.
Hey, well, that's Coach Brendan Rooney. He's head coach at Menlo. They're 8-1. They'll start in GSAC action on December 2nd with Hope International, and then Saturday the 4th they'll play San Diego Christian. Those are both at home, right, Brendan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Coach Rooney. I appreciate having you on.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Billy D.
Well, I really appreciate Coach Rooney giving us some time today. It was great to talk to him. Don't forget, there's some good games to watch tonight. Make sure you keep up with your NAIA basketball, and never forget, NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.